Welcome to the Self-Explained podcast. My name is Katie O'Donohue. I am your host and relationship coach who is here to guide you to rewire your patterns so that you can rewire your relationships and life. Welcome back to the podcast after a bit of a break. As you all know, it's just me and my super supportive fiance, Rob, who puts all of these episodes together, which takes a bit of time and a bit of focus watching the screen, the show notes, the camera and the mic and making sure everything is in sync together. But I also took a bit of a break because I wanted to deepen my inner work over the last while and make sure that I could continue to show up and speak from a place of healing and empowerment. Now, today I wanted to start back talking about a topic that is a bit lighter and incredibly important when you read between the lines and pay attention to the semantics of the phrase or phrases that I'm going to be discussing in the episode today. And it's the phrase, my other half or my better half. So I want to start by saying, and you know, really holding my hands up when I say this, but prior to doing the work on myself, I used to use these phrases quite a bit in my relationships, and I never really would have sat with them and thought about the message that it was sending to myself, first of all, but also to my partners over the years. And the truth is, when I reflect on these phrases, I realized that I use these phrases because I saw myself as less than, as not good enough, and as not whole. So if you're someone who uses either of these phrases in your relationship, really think about the message that it's sending to yourself and to your partner or to other people when you use this phrase over and over and over and over again. Like, really think about what that is teaching you about yourself and also teaching other people about the way you see your relationship. And you might want to maybe journal on this one, because I definitely had to journal on this myself to kind of really understand the impact that it had over the years. But whether you realize it or not, the language that you use in your relationship has a huge impact on the way that you see yourself, the way that you think about yourself, and the way that you feel about yourself. So make a commitment today to become a bit more conscious around the phrases that you use in your day-to-day life, and especially in your relationship or on the dating scene, because maybe you're single and you're listening to this episode. But for this episode, I'm going to focus in on people in relationships. So I do apologize if that's inconvenient for you. But I'm not here to proclaim that I know everything around language use. I have a lot more to learn. But it has taken me a while to kind of get to this way of thinking. And as I became more conscious on my journey, I decided to abandon phrases like my other half, my better half, and also my world, which again creates a toxic mentality, because no one should be your world, right? They should only be a piece of your world, but not the whole damn universe. So again, really think about the impact that phrase has and the message it is sending to you, but also to your partner when you use it. Like, think about how it affects the choices that you make if you're making someone your whole world. Chances are that your choices, like everything, revolves around them. And that's why you might actually feel resentful in your relationship, because you're not giving any time to yourself and to other commitments outside of the relationship that you have with your partner. Now, so many other factors contribute to this way of relating in a relationship, which I'm not going to go into today. But just think about the language you are using in your relationship for now. Like I said, with my other half or my better half, this sends the message that you are one half of a person or lacking in some way, whether that's lacking in confidence, in happiness, in your individuality, or in your sense of self, for example. So when you use this phrase, you are kind of saying, I'm missing a piece. But really think about this. Are you actually missing a piece of yourself? Now, I'm fully aware that some people listening to this episode may not agree with my take on this, and that's okay. Not everyone has to agree. But there are so many other phrases that you can use to call your partner that can completely reshape how you see yourself and how you see your partner or how you see the relationship for the better. The reality with these phrases and what I really kind of arrived at, I guess, is that, you know, if you see yourself as one half, you are suggesting that someone else is your other half or better half and that they can complete you. No one can complete you. No one can make you feel like you are a whole person except you. And this was something that I realized, and it was quite hard for me to realize after years of listening and watching and just being exposed to things, to so many things that created this toxic mentality of, I can't live without you, or I need you to complete me. This was also enabled by some of my past other halves who had me believing that I did need them to have certain things in my life. And some common phrases that were said to me over the years was, without me, you'd never have any of this. Or, don't you realize how lucky you are to have me because I give you X, Y, and Z? These are red flags, by the way, in case you're not realizing that right now. These kind of phrases suggest that the other person sees themselves as superior. And I'll be honest, I shared that same view. Why? Because I saw myself as inferior, because I saw myself as less than, because I saw myself as lacking in some way, which goes way back to my childhood trauma. So I was disempowered for a very long time. And because of that view of myself, I found myself in relationships with men who validated the beliefs that I held about myself, that I was less than, that I was not good enough, that I was the worse half in a relationship, or sometimes that I was the problem because they were the better half. So in my eyes, they could do no wrong. Little bit of denial going on. So these phrases didn't represent a source of love, support, or being a team, but they represented imbalances, a lack, and incompleteness. So I'm going to take a bit of a pause and do a bit of a shameless sell. But if you're listening to this episode and you're enjoying what you're hearing, I do want to let you know that I have a new masterclass coming up called Relationships. And in it, we're going to be covering things like becoming conscious of your relationship beliefs that keep you stuck in unhelpful patterns. We're also going to be exploring some of the biggest relationship myths that cause you to self-sabotage in love. So you don't necessarily have to be in a relationship for this masterclass, but I'm also going to be giving you some tangible tips to start building boundaries in your love life, including how to overcome boundary gridlock, because we've all been there at some point, and how to deal with difficult responses to your boundaries, because it does happen. Plus, a lot more that I'm not going to go into. But to sign on to this masterclass, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below. But do be quick about it because there is a limit on the amount of tickets. So once they're gone. I can't do anything about that because I want to keep the space quite intimate. So yeah, that's my shameless sell. Okay, let's go back to the episode. If this episode is resonating with you, and if you're starting to think, I use these phrases, and new things are starting to make a bit more sense to you, then I want to say it's time to stop expecting someone to complete you and to maybe start thinking about fantasy movies or rom-com movies or what was role modeled to you over the years that might have made you believe that relationships and love should be this way, where someone completes you and magically makes your life 10 times better because you've found this missing puzzle or missing piece to your puzzle. Oops. Or should I say, because you have found someone to try to fill a deep void within you where that can't happen because someone else can't fill a hole within you. So you need to let go of that toxic mentality or toxic beliefs, because that is no way to think about your love life, to think about relationships, to think about yourself, or to think about someone else, because that way of thinking leads to low self-worth, to codependency, to identity loss, to potentially abusive relationships, to unrealistic expectations, and a whole lot more. So really think about unlearning this way of thinking and start reminding yourself that you are a whole person right now and that you are complete by yourself. So before you get into a relationship, when you're in a relationship, when you get out of a relationship, if you get out of one. But again, like these phrases that you may or may not be using, and maybe you're now conscious of them, can sometimes be a reason why you might feel stuck in a relationship too, that doesn't really feel good to you. So remind yourself that you are always whole and that you are the only thing that you need to feel a certain way at any stage of your life. And this way of thinking, this way of viewing yourself, of viewing relationships, was something that helped me to get out of and over a long-term relationship that wasn't functional or healthy. And I had this massive realization one day. I was like, wow, I'm good. I got myself. I'm going to focus on myself and figure this out. And I did. And I felt so empowered when I was moving forward and when I began dating again, because I didn't see myself in a negative way. I didn't believe I was lacking in something, and I didn't believe that I was incomplete and that I needed someone else to complete me or to make me feel whole. And I see this with clients all the time, this thinking trap, this use of the term other half, better half, or my world is something that creates problems in a relationship. You might be thinking, why? And it's because of the meaning that's attached to these phrases. I want to circle back on that, right? People struggle with being single, with getting out of a relationship, or with moving on post-breakup because they have let themselves believe that they are half of a person, that they are the worse half, that they are not good enough, that they are lacking in some way or incomplete. Unless they have someone in their life to make them feel whole. So my tip for you is it'll be much easier for you in the long run and much healthier for you, break up or not, single or in a relationship, if you commit to stop calling your partner or a love interest your other half, better half, or world. Stop enabling dependency. Stop eroding your own self-worth. Stop selling yourself short because you are. And give yourself some credit because you deserve it. Because you have always been good enough. Because you need to remember that you always have been. That you have always been a whole person who can give everything to yourself if you just take the time. Like, please take the time to learn how to do exactly that. Empower yourself. Take action and change this whole way of thinking about your partner, about love, about relationships, about yourself in a relationship, because language use is so important to the success of your relationship or love life. It's so important because it affects the choices that you make. Find another word to express love in your relationship as well, without it suggesting anything about your worth, lack of, incompleteness, or not enoughness. Find another phrase to call your partner without it suggesting that you don't have your own identity or boundaries even. Again, think codependency. And better yet, you know, maybe you just need to tell your partner how much they mean to you and how much you love being in a relationship with them without it suggesting you're lacking in some way. So stop fooling yourself into a mentality of you can't live without them or that you need them to be whole or to feel a certain way, because that creates pressure in your relationship. It creates dependency. It creates stress. It creates low self-worth. I could keep going on here, but I'd like to hope that you get the picture by now. So these phrases are not good for you, and it's definitely not good for them or for your love life or for your relationship. So please do yourself a favor. Ignore all of the articles out there, because there are articles out there that say the use of other half or better half is sweet and it represents love. Ugh, does it? I have read so many of these articles, and they actually play into the rom-com and fantasy mentality that someone else completes you, that someone else fills in the gaps in your life, and that you're better off with them than you are alone, which isn't always true. So challenge the way that you think. Challenge all of what I've talked about today and question how it shapes your relationship for better or for worse. And that's all that I got for you for today. So thanks for tuning in. And as always, I hope you have a good day or a good night's sleep.